interest in VIP, which jump out. Yesterday, I mentioned something which I thought was relevant and appropriate, and that was where came to Yaakov, and the word Hinei Avicha Chole, the word Chole was the first time it was used in the Torah, and that was according to the Gro, based on the Gemara in Nadorin Mamad, that when somebody goes Mavake Cholim and visits, then he takes away Echod Meshishim, 1/60th Mitzar, and this word, and it's also on Boker to visit. Because cholim, and to be sensitive and observant, to differentiate what the needs and requests and the wants of the chola are in that situation. And if I can use a phrase, everybody is a member of the attack in that situation to do whatever is necessary to help the chola. We are just going to go on to another important point from the Sedra, and that is the brocha, where Yaakov is there, and Yosef comes in with his sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and then he gives a brocha. What's the brocha he gives? He says, Yisimcho Elokim ke Ephraim and Manasseh, and there's a whole discussion about that. And what I want to say, just in the 2-3 minutes available, if I may, is the interesting point that this in the Torah is the only episode where you get a grandfather blessing a grandchild. There is an episode further on I saw, it's in Vayera, it says Vayavo Avram Ba'oretz Ad Makon Shechem. What does Rashi say there? He went there to daven for his great grandsons who would in turn in the years to come require his blessing, his brocha. But here, this was an example. And I wonder if I may, I can give two aspects of this particular brocha which I saw. It is that this brocha is associated, you know, the relationship with a parent to a child is one thing, but a parent to a grandchild is love of unbound proportions. So this is, according to the Gemara, and there's two different versions associated with Har Sinai. There's the Bavli and there's the Rishalmi. In the Bavli in Kedushin, it says, whoever learns with their grandchildren, it is as Mora, it is as if they were at Chorev, they were at Har Sinai. Charlie, you agree with that? With your grandchildren, it can't be anything different from that. And therefore, that is the Gemara in Bavli. And Yerushalmi takes the same, but puts it round the other way. Again, where Bavli is talking about Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, again, in Yerushalmi, it refers to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who actually hears the Torah from his grandchild, and it says that he was there, Erev Shabbos, and he was, it says, in the bathhouse before Shabbos, and all of a sudden, he got up quickly and left, and everyone said, why are you leaving so early? He said, because I have normally, every Shabbos, listened to Torah from my parasha, from my grandchild, and this week I haven't done it yet, and I've got a rush to do that. And I think every grandparent would look at both of these different, whether it's the Bavli or Yerushalmi, and be able to relate. There's no stira, there's no conflict here. They're both of them true and correct.
Start the Yod Hei, the Torah way, Tuesday, the 30th of December, Sora Batavis, Rabbi David Konik, Hadlukas Ne Yontov. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Yossi Levy of BSC Design and Build, Lechuvah, the Bar Mitzvah of Eliyahu Levy. This week, Shabbos Parshas Vayigash.
There's a lot of thinking about this. Where's the...
I just read what it says here.
Where's the thing?
You can see him live. Look at the picture of him. He's standing there live.
Okay, good morning, everyone. It's morning. I'm sorry, Batavis.
Okay.
I want to speak about the Indian of Adlokas Ner Yom Tov. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, "V'tzorich letakin beisim ibo'od yom." A person should get his house ready during the day, Friday during the day, b'nei kovod haShabbos, v'yien doluk v'shulchan oruch. The light should be already lit, v'shulchan oruch, and the table set, u'mitum b'tzas, and the bed made. Shekol elu lekovod Shabbos hein, because all these are lekovod Shabbos. And the Brisker Rav derives from this Rambam two things. Number one, we know Hadlokas Neiros on Shabbos, first that's what we're talking about at the moment, is either because of Shalom Bayis. In the Gemara's times, there was no light, no electricity, so in order not to stumble and etc., so they made that they should have candles lit. That's one reason. And another, because of Oneg Shabbos. But here the Rambam writes a third reason of Kovod Shabbos. And we're going to soon see why that's different. Kovod Shabbos. That's number one. The second dig is the Rambam seems to write that Kovod Shabbos already has to be lit before Shabbos. In other words, even though we know that the reason why we light before Shabbos is because it's also to light on Shabbos, but if theoretically or somehow it would be mutter, nevertheless, the Rambam is meduyuk that one should light candles before Shabbos comes in, mitam kovod Shabbos, just like you get your shulchan ready before Shabbos, your mita mutzas, so too you should have a ner doluk before Shabbos. Well, that we're going to come to. That we'll see in a minute. Definitely from Praga Mincha, we'll come. Now, this that we see, that we find, rather, that it has to be lit before Shabbos, is muchach from the Rambam. And I'll tell you why. We know there's a big machlokus on hadlokas ner Yom Tov. Some Rishonim hold that hadlokas ner Yom Tov, one doesn't have to light candles. The Or Rishonim hold like that. We obviously don't paskin like that. But most Rishonim hold that we light on Yom Tov. The reason why the Rishonim hold we don't have to light would be because there's no problem of Shalom Bayis in such a scenario, because one can light a candle on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, sorry. So therefore there'd be no reason of Shalom Bayis. However, other Rishonim disagree, and they hold, like we are Noyuk, that we light Yom Tov candles on Yom Tov, before Yom Tov. Now, one second. The point being, however, the question is, why do we light these candles on Erev Yom Tov? And what's the problem? The problem is as follows. We could say, mitam oinog Yom Tov. However, there is a well-known Rabbi Kiva Eger who says that women are not mechuyev with oinog. Why? Because they wouldn't be mechuyev to light candles. Why? Because on Shabbos, there's oinog Yom Shabbos is a mitzvah say shas mayim promo. Right? The reason why on Shabbos they're mechuyev is because there's a hekesh. Everything which is osa is also shehekas shomer v'zocher. Anything which is forbidden, right? They have to do all the mitzvahs asay as well of shomer v'zocher. However, Rabbi Kivega holds that oinug is a mitzvah asay shazman groma, and there's no zocher v'shomer. So the question therefore would be, according to Rabbi Kivega, why do women light candles on Yom Tov? There's no Shalom Bayis, there's no Oinuk, so what could be the reason? So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rosh Hashiva of Ponyamish, came up with a svara, and he said the following. From this Rambam we see that there's an inyan of Kovod. Now Kovod is not necessarily time bound, because we'll soon see, well, in other words, it can be done before, it should be done before Yom Tov, or before Shabbos, mitam Kovod. It's not specific to Shabbos itself. Therefore, says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, it's muchach that the reason why we light candles on Erev Yom Tov is because of covet. Because that's the only reason why a woman is mechayev. That's what Rav Shorozovsky wants to say.
Why is the notion on light on Yom Tov?
Because you can light a candle on Yom Tov. You can light on Yom Tov. You don't need to do it before. Okay. Now, since that's the case, something very interesting over here, which we don't normally find, but okay, but this is what we do find over here. The son of the Drisha, brings a very famous in his Hakdomah to the Sefer of the Drisha, writes me from his mother, the Eishes Chover Drisha. This was the Chiddush of the wife of the Drisha. I don't know if we find so many times, but this is where we find it. And she writes the following, that because of this, she says that it's a mistake that people light. Often you find that people, men on Erev Yom Tov, they go to shul, and the woman doesn't have to light straight away. You don't have to light just Shabbos you do, because you can't light afterwards. But a woman will light later on when she comes home from when the husband comes home from shul after Maariv, and just before the meal, she'll light the candles. Tiny the Eishes Drisha, one shouldn't do such a thing. Why? Because since, as we said, the whole reason why we're lighting is because of kovod, and kovod is when it's Erev. So therefore, you should light, just like on Shabbos, one lights on Erev Shabbos, on Yom Tov, one should light on Erev Yom Tov. That's what the Eishes Drisha tainted, because of this. Because the whole reason why you're lighting Erev Yom Tov is covered. And we were just said before that covered has to be on before. Before Shabbos, before Yom Tov comes in. Sorry? No. We said before that covered, the Rambam writes that the reason why we, before Shabbos, mitam covered. Just like your Shulchan Aruch, mitam mutzas, you light before mitam covered. And like we said, Rav Shmuel Zofke explains that the reason is because of, otherwise it would be a mitzvah say shazman groma, and that's why women are, right? That's what we said. Yeah? So therefore, we light before, that's what the ancient Jewish time is. However, interestingly enough, there is a stira between the Eishes HaDrisha. What do I mean? She tied something else, and that was the following. There's a big machlekus. We know Shabbos, one lights candles after before the bracha, right? Because a woman has to light before the bracha, because otherwise once she's made the bracha, she was ready mekabel Shabbos, and therefore she can't light. So there's no din of overlas yoson on Shabbos. Normally, right? Everything we do, we make a bracha before. Mitzan the zalocha of overlas yoson. Before you do it, you make a bracha. Shabbos candles for a woman, I'll call upon him, a man is different, but a woman, since she brings in Shabbos at the time of the bracha, she is the one of the things that call upon him that I know that she lights the candles first and then says the bracha. The shayla is, what about Yom Tov? Yom Tov, there's no problem. Right? Yom Tov, does a person do on Yom Tov first say the bracha and then light, because there's no problem in lighting on Yom Tov, right? In order to get the bimakayim to fulfill the overlas yoson. So there's a big machlokes about it. Yesh lekan. Some people say that one shouldn't differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov, otherwise you'll get mixed up. That's what a lot of people are knowing. Other people are knowing differently. Whatever. But the Eishes HaDrisha tainted that person. No. A person should say the bracha first, and then light candles. Now, the problem is, what's the problem? So that's very nice, it sounds, but the problem is it's a stira with the Eishes HaDrisha. Why? Because we said, the Eishes HaDrisha said, that the whole reason why on Yom Tov she lights candles is in order to mitam covered. Now covered has to be before Yom Tov. That's the whole which we proved from the Rambam. So and she said that because of that one shouldn't light after Ma'ariv. Well, the question is, what's the difference between lighting after Ma'ariv, right, or lighting after the bracha? After the bracha, she's also been mekabel Shabbos already. So in any case, she's not lighting before Yom Tov. Sorry, she's anyhow not lighting before. So what's the difference? This is the question which they ask on the Eishes Hadrisha. What's the difference between after Ma'ariv or before, yeah, when the husband comes home, or after they made the bracha? So in order to be mevara this, we'll have to say the following. We know the halacha is, as we said, like the Bahag. It's Machlokes Rishonim again. Like the Bahag. The Bahag is the one who holds that a person should, when one makes the bracha, a woman al koparim, she brings in Shabbos. Not everyone holds like this. Oh, Machlokes Rishonim, whether even a woman who makes a bracha, is she mekabel Shabbos? The Shitta, which we paskin, like, which is brought down in the Ramah, which is how we paskin, that the Ramah paskin, she'ein le'ish le'vorech kodem she'tadlik, kivin she'mekabel es es ha'Shabbos. And there's this halacha, that when a person or when a woman makes a bracha, right, the woman makes a bracha before
lighting,
she's brought in Shabbos. This is a machlokes, and the Bahag is the one who's the first one who holds that that is the case. The bracha.
That's why she can't
light afterwards, right? Because she brings it in when she made the bracha, so she's brought in Shabbos, and now she can't light. That's why she has to light before, right? Now, the Tor brings this down, and he says the Tosfos is chilek on the Bahag, and he holds no. You don't bring in Shabbos with the bracha of Hadlaka. And the Drisha writes on this, this is a sharp Lashon, Yogati v'loi matzosi b'toisus shalonu. He went through the whole of Shas, and he never found a Tosfos which held like that. That is chilek on the Bahag. And really, in truth, the Drisha is difficult to understand because there is a Tosfos. Where's the Tosfos? There's a Gemara, a famous Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says, Rav was davened Ma'ariv miplaga mincha. Davened very early, plaga mincha, before the Tzeitzak Yichovim, because he passed in that Rabbi Yehuda that plaga mincha was already the time when a person can daven Ma'ariv. Not like the Rabbanon. Right? So he, again, Rav Davin Ma'ariv, Miplaga Mincha. And Tosfos asked on Rav, he says the following. He says, the Gemara says, Ein lahakdim had lokas anerev bere Shabbos, v'tzorech lahadlik somuch l'Shabbos, shehei nikash aneres didchu l'chovet Shabbos. What did he ask? He said like this, Rav Davin Ma'ariv on Plaga Mincha. Right? Now, after that, he would have been also to daven to what? Malacha, because he davened Ma'ariv. So he's also to Malacha, right? So it must be that he lit candles before, right? But the halacha is that a person shouldn't light candles so early. So the Tosfos ask, how can it be that he obviously lit candles? Otherwise, because he brought in Shabbos. When you daven Ma'ariv, you bring in Shabbos, right? So he lit candles before. And he says, Osu lahakdim ad lokas leiris v'tzorach shiyadlik somuch l'Shabbos. You have to light near Shabbos. So how could she have lit the candles so early? So Tosfos answered, yeah. Oh, yeah. But still.
That's not too early then.
Why is it not too early?
After plug's fine.
Well, it's not fine if you bring in Shabbos, which is what Tosfos answers. Yeah. In other words, if you hadn't brought in Shabbos, then it's no good. So Tosfos answers that since what? He brought in Shabbos. That's what Tosis says. He says, he brought in Shabbos. The Lashon of Tosis is the following, that was no problem because he already brought in Shabbos. He brought in Shabbos when? After Plag, at the time. Now, the Shaila is, the Fidus Tosfos, right? Tosfos says, when? If you mekabel Shabbos, then there's no problem, right? There's no problem if you mekabel Shabbos. If you're not mekabel Shabbos, then there's a problem. The shayla is, when would there ever be a halacha of lighting in a respect where you don't bring in Shabbos? Lefi the Bahag, as we said, one always is mekabel Shabbos with the bracha, right? So there's never a halacha of ein lahaktim. In other words, according to Tosfos, the Tosfos says that after we bring in Shabbos, if you bring in Shabbos, then there's no problem of lighting the candles. So there's always never a problem. If you hold like the Bahag, if Tosfos would hold like the Bahag, that you're lighting candles automatically when you make the bracha, always you bring in Shabbos, then there's never going to be a problem of lahaktim. So what on earth? So you see, there's a mafurush of Tosfos, not like the Bahag. He can't light the Bahag. Because if he held like the Bahag, there'd never be a loch of ein lahaktim. So, in other words, what we've got so far, just to summarize, right? We had first the Eishes Hadrisha, which said that a person should only, a woman should light candles before Yom Tov, not after Maariv. Why? Because the whole reason why on Yom Tov you light candles is mitam covered. And therefore it should be done before. We had, however, a stira with the Eishes Hadrisha. What was the stira in the Eishes Hadrisha? The stira with the Eishes Hadrisha was that she tainted that a person should first make the bracha and then light. So which you see from there that if that's the case, then a person, she's anyhow brought in Shabbos before, brought in Yom Tov before, and therefore there's no, she hasn't been mekayim what the Frisha said. And then we had a kasha from a Tosfos, which we'll leave for the moment. The answer to this question is the following. There's a very big difference between when you daven Maariv and then you bring Shabbos, or when you make a brocha, and through the bracha, you bring in Shabbos. What's the difference? The difference is the following. When you make a bracha, for example, let's say Rav, right? Or the Eishes Hadrisha, when you make a bracha Erev Yom Tov. You make a bracha, you're now Oseh B'Melacha. But is it Shabbos Mamish? No, it's not Shabbos yet. It's only the day of Shabbos starts after Maariv. The Issa Melacha is a Tosefes Shabbos. It has the halacha of Tosefes, of in addition. But there's no, it's not Shabbos Mamish. In other words, this is what we find, for example, Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, there's no halacha of Tosefes. But what happens if a person davens Maariv a bit early and he's already brought in the Tanis? Why? Because Maariv makes it like the next day. Maariv makes it like Shabbos itself. Maariv makes after Tisha B'Av like Tisha B'Av. That's what you see. However, when you make a bracha, before the moshel, a woman, let's say in this case, when did the Eishes, in order to answer the question, with the answer is the following. The Eishes Hadrisha, what was the kasha? The kasha was, she says, that a person shouldn't light after Maariv, because otherwise you don't make kain covered. The answer is the following. After Maariv, that's true. Why? Because after Maariv, it's Mamish Yom Tov. Yom Tov already. So then, there's a problem that you're lighting the candles when? After Yom Tov, and mitam covered, you're supposed to light before. That's when we're talking about after Maariv. But when we're talking about a regular time when a person lights on Yom Tov, when a mixer to mix a bracha, and then she lights, then she, it's not Yom Tov mamish for her. Doesn't mean it's Yom Tov. It's a Tosefes Yom Tov. It's Asuba Melacha. She can't do any Melacha. And that's why on Shabbos, she's not able to first make a bracha and then light. But she's not brought in Yom Tov mamish. It's not like Yom Tov mamish. And therefore you still get that it's still considered covered. Because it's not Yom Tov mamish, and therefore she is Yotze Yom Tov. In other words, the answer to the stira is simply that there's a nafka minna, the difference between when you, after Mariv or after the bracha. After Mariv, it becomes Yom Tov mamish, and therefore the Isha's right. What did she say? She said, after Yom Tov, a person can't come, shouldn't wait till the husband comes home from shul after Mariv and light candles. Why? Because we said the whole reason why she's lighting candles is because of covered. She didn't get the covered because it's already Yom Tov. That's after Mariv. Oh, but if we're talking about not after Mariv, if we're talking about when regularly that a person before on Yom Tov, what did the ancient sages said? She comes to light candles. She shouldn't do what she does on Shabbos because there's a mitzvah of overlast Yoson. She should first make the bracha. So what did we ask? But once she's made the bracha, she's already brought in Yom Tov, and therefore there's no, you haven't gained from covered. No, you haven't gained from covered on Yom Tov. That was the problem, right? You didn't get the covered because covered has to be before. The answer is you did gain the covered because it's not Yom Tov, even though she's also b'malacha after, in other words, she would be theoretically other malachas, in other words, not lighting, but it's not Yom Tov mamish. Even on Shabbos, when a person brings in Shabbos before, then what? It's not Shabbos mamish. When a person lights candles, when a woman makes a bracha, right? She's also b'melacha, but it's not Shabbos mamish until after Mariv, or until after Mizmor Shir, whenever her husband, whenever, it's probably Mariv after. But, and therefore she does gain the covered, because covered is not dependent on osu b'melacha. Covered is dependent, when you have to be yotze mitam covered, there has to be that it's Yom Tov mamish or Shabbos mamish. So as long as you on Yom Tov you lit candles before Mairiv, you're fine. There's no problem. So that answers that question. And the stira of Tosfos is also answered simply because Tosfos Rav, when did Rav say again? When did Rav say that she avada does halacha of ein lahakdim? And avada, it's true. But Rav, again, what was the story of Rav? Rav was after Mariv, so that's why it's different. So just to summarize, basically what we're saying is, it comes out from everything which we've said, according to the Eishes Hazrish, we're not talking about halacha l'maisa, because everyone can be knowing differently, but we can understand that Shabbos, we know that we light candles first, we first light and then we make a bracha. Yom Tov, there are those who do like that, or those who don't differentiate, but we do have something interesting to note, that the Eishes Hazrish, I'm not saying everyone has to go like her, but the Eishes Hazrish does say that a person should not light after Mariv, and should rather light before, in order to get the covered. Sorry?
Not also mekabel Yom Tov and Shabbos?
Yes, I'm saying you're mekabel. You are mekabel, but it's not mamish Yom Tov mamish. It's just osu b'malacha. Yeah, no, it's exactly Tosefes Yom Tov.
Yom Tov means for Yom Tov.
No, it's not Yom Tov mamish. That's what we're saying. Yom Tov mamish is after Mariv. Before, there's an Issa b'malacha. It's like Tosefes Yom Tov. That's why you can light from Plag HaMincha, etc., etc.
What's the difference between
Yom Tov mamish? Yom Tov mamish. The difference is, this is one of the differences, exactly what we're saying. If it's Yom Tov mamish, right, then you won't get covered. That's exactly the difference. Exactly what I'm saying. If, you understand, if what's the difference is, there are halachas where there's a different, by a woman, by a sector, a lot of different halachas which we'd find, Tisha B'Av, a lot of different halachas which is different when it's Yom Tov Mamish or Shabbos Mamish or after Mariv rather than before.
On Yom Tov, if she makes the bracha first, she can't strike the match after the bracha.
She can't strike the match, but she can take from a flame. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fits, I think most people keep the shomrei plug.
Yes. They do. Yeah, 100%.
Or they don't light it up. And I know some people.
Listen, it's only Asia Tradition.
You want to get the covered.
The covered.
If you light it all the time, before Shkia, around the time, then you have to find half an hour.
Yeah, I understand.
You have covered.
Yes, that's the difference.
So Sefer is the covered.
Correct.
Shabbos, your wife can light tonight to be in a couple. If she's got to go to the kids'
room. Yeah, okay. You can't, but they're not. Most people are not.
Sorry?
As far as I'm aware, most people don't make it tonight.
No. They say you're only meant to do it once or something.
Yeah, it's not the done thing. Sorry?
If you light before the Sma'an.
Even before the Sma'an, a woman generally brings in Shabbos when she's. You can't make it tonight, but I don't know. Okay.
So what
are you trying to?
One off. You can't make it. This
why
should be done on a regular basis.
Why can't the woman light candles be a couple yom tov without making a bracha later or whatever? Why should she make a bracha later?
I don't
know. No, it's no different than Shabbos. What do you mean? She makes the bracha. You always have to make a bracha. You normally always have to make a bracha before you do anything, right? Yeah. Tefillin, a matzah, everything. There's only one. Shabbos is something which is different because you can't. That's the shaila. And Yom Tov, should you be doing the same? Most people, as Rabbi Bowden said, most people do the same as I think, do the same as Shabbos as they do on Yom Tov, because they don't want to come to make a differentiation. Because you make a differentiation, you might make a mistake on Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, and then you'll be over. It's a Daraisa of Avora.
Now we know what we're doing, so we know we're doing the way we're doing.